And then we'll do the last one. I was sent forth from the power, and I've come to those who reflect upon me, and I've been found among those who seek after me. Look upon me, you who reflect upon me, and you hearers hear me. You are willing to wait for me, take me to yourselves. Do not banish me from your sight, and do not make your voice hate me nor your hearing. Do not be ignorant of me anywhere or any time, be on your guard. Do not be ignorant of me. For I am the first and the last, I am the honored one and the scorned one, I am the whore and the holy one, I am the wife and the virgin. I am the mother and the daughter, I am the members of my mother, I am the barren one, and many are her sons, I am she whose wedding is great, and I have not taken a husband. I am the midwife, and she who does not bear, I am the solace of my labor pains, I am the bride and the bridegroom, and it is my husband who begot me. I am the mother of my father, and the sister of my husband, and he is my offspring. I am the slave of him who prepared me, and I am the ruler of my offspring, but he is the one who begot me before the time of birthday. And he is my offspring in due time, and my power is from him. So I have his power in his youth, and he is the rod of my old age, and whatever he wills happens to me. I am the silence that is incomprehensible, and the idea whose remembrance is frequent. I am the voice whose sound is manifold, and the word whose appearance is multiple. I am the utterance of my name. Why, you will hate me, do you love me, and hate those who love me? You will deny me, confess me, and you will confess me, deny me. You will tell the truth about me, lie about me, and you who have lied about me, tell the truth about me. You will know me, be ignorant of me, and those who have not known me, let them know me. For I am knowledge and ignorance, I am shame and boldness, I am shameless, I am ashamed, I am strength, and I am fear, I am war and peace. Give heed to me, I am the one who is disgraced and the great one. Give heed to my poverty and my wealth, do not be arrogant to me when I am cast out upon the earth, and you will find me in those that are to come. And do not look upon me in the dung heap, and go out and leave me cast out, and you will find me in the kingdoms. Do not look upon me when I am cast out among those who are disgraced, and in these places who laugh at me. Do not cast me out among those who are slain in violence, but I am compassionate, I am cruel. Be on your guard, do not hate my obedience, do not love my self-control. In my weakness, do not forsake me, and do not be afraid of my power, for why do you despise my fear and curse my pride? But I am she who exists in all fears and strength and trembling. I am she who is weak, and I am well in a pleasant place. I am senseless, and I am wise. Why have you hated me in your counsels? For I shall be silent among those who are silent, and I shall appear and speak. I am the wisdom of the Greeks and the knowledge of the barbarians. I am the one whose image is great in Egypt, and the one who has no image among the barbarians. I am the one who has been hated everywhere, and the one who has been loved everywhere, and the one that they call life, and you call death. I am the one whom they call law, and you have called lawlessness. I am the one with whom you have pursued, and I am the one whom you have seized. I am the one whom you have scattered, and you have gathered me together. I am the one before whom you have been ashamed, and you have been shameless to me. I am she who does not keep festival, I am she whose festivals are many. I am godless, and I am the one whose God is great. I am the one whom you have reflected upon, you have scorned me, I am the one whom you have hidden from me. I am the one that you have despised, you reflect upon me, I am the one whom you have hidden from, you appear to me. But whenever you hide yourself, I myself will appear from whenever you appear, I myself will hide from you. Take me to understanding and grief, and take me to yourselves from understanding and grief. Take me to yourselves from places that are ugly and ruined, and to rob those which are good and ruined ugliness. Out of shame, take me to yourselves shamelessly. Out of shamelessness and shame, I bring my members and yourself. And come forward to me, you know me, and you know my members, and establish the great ones among the small first creatures. Come forward to childhood. Why do you curse me and honor me? You have wounded and you have had mercy. Do not separate me from the first ones whom you have known, and do not cast anyone out nor turn anyone away. I am the knowledge of my inquiry and the finding of those who seek after me, and the command of those. who have been sent at my word, and of gods in their seasons by my counsel, of spirits of every man who exists with me, and women who dwell within me. I am the one who is honored and who is praised and who is despised scornfully. I am peace and war has come because of me. I am an alien and a citizen. I am a substance and the one who has no substance. Those who are without association with me are ignorant of me, and those who are in my substance are the ones who know me. Those who are close to me have been ignorant of me, and those who are far away from me are the ones who know me. On the day when I am close to you, you are far away from me, and on the day when I am far away from you, I am close to you. I am control and the uncontrollable. I am the union and the dissolution. I am the abiding and I am the dissolution. I am the one below when they come up to me. I am the judgment and the acquittal. I am sinless, and the root of all sin derives from me. I am blessed in outward appearance and interior self-control exists within me. I am the hearing which is attainment, I am the one in the speech which cannot be grasped. I am a mute who does not speak, and great is my multitude of words. Hear me in gentleness and hear of me in roughness. I am she who cries out and I am cast forth upon the face of the earth. I prepare the bread in my mind within. I am the knowledge of my name and I am the one who cries out and I listen. You honor me and you whisper against me. You who are vanquished, judge them who vanquish you before they give judgment against you, because the judge and partiality exist in you. If you are condemned by this one, who will acquit you? Or if you are acquitted by him, who will be able to detain you? For what is inside of you is what is outside of you. And the one who fashions you on the outside is the one who shaped the inside of you. What you see outside of you, you see inside of you. It is visible and is your garment. Hear me, you hearers, and learn my words. You will know me. I am the hearing that is attainable to everything. I am the speech that cannot be grasped. I am the name of the sound and the sound of the name. I am the sign of the letter and the designation of the division. Look then at his words and at the writings which have been completed. Heed them, you hearers, and you also the angels and those who have been sent, and your spirits will be risen from the dead. For I am the one who alone exists, and I have no one to judge me. For many are the pleasant forms which exist, and numerous sins and incontinencies and disgraceful passions and fleeting pleasures, which men embrace until they become sober and go up to their resting place. And they will find me there, and they will live.